To hand off context between Codex CLI, Claude Code, Cursor, and Gemini CLI in 2026, you need a file-based workflow harness, not a model switch. Shared markdown memory files, per agent inbox slash outbox folders, and a typed message protocol let all four CLIs read the same project state without rebuilding context from scratch on every switch. The harness, not the model, is what keeps work continuous. Most coverage of AI coding tools asks, which CLI should I use? The harder question, the 1R/Codex thread asked in May 2026, is, how do I use all of them from one workspace without losing the thread? The community has already named what's missing: plan mode, rollback coupling, approval mode switching, and message injection. These are the four moat primitives. Whoever ships the best harness around them wins, independent of which underlying model tops the next benchmark. Why developers hit the CLI switching wall? The pain is specific. You start a task in Codex CLI, fast headless execution, good for scripted ops, hit a design question that needs Claude Code's extended reasoning, then want Cursor Composer for a rapid and editor refactor, but switching resets your context window. Every CLI session starts cold. You repaste the problem statement. You re-explain the architecture. You lose the chain of decisions made in the previous session. A May 2026 Hacker News thread on Codex put specifics on the friction. Users who would switch to Codex full-time were held back by the absence of plan mode, the lack of rollback that tracks Git commits, and no way to inject structured task context without retyping it. Agent Chatter and NPX continues emerge directly from this pain, both routing the same task across agents without losing the thread. This is a harness problem, not a model problem. The four moat primitives HN discussions on multi-agent CLI orchestration converged on four specific gaps. Each maps to a concrete failure mode, plan mode, read only exploration before destructive writes. Claude Code has slash plan. Codex has headless approve flags, but there's no shared protocol for propagating a planning state across CLIs, so each tool knows it's an advisory mode. Without this, any CLI in the chain can fire a write when it shouldn't. Rollback coupling. Checkpoint files linked to Git SHAs. If Gemini CLI produces a bad refactor, the harness should let Claude Code or Codex revert to the last known good state without a manual Git reset. This requires the harness to write a checkpoint manifest that every CLI can read and act on. Approval mode switching, requiring explicit sign-off from a human, an orchestrator, or another agent before execution. Cursor Composer lives inside the IDE and has no programmatic approval gate. Any harness spanning IDEs and terminals needs its own approval state file that all CLIs respect. Message injection. Structured task context passed to any CLI session via file or SDDIN. Without it, context travels by copy-paste. With it, the harness writes a task context. MD file that every CLI loads at startup, objective, constraints, last checkpoint, open decisions. OCP and Cortex. Community validated harness patterns. Two open source projects show what these primitives look like in practice. OCP, Open Agent Coordination Protocol. V0.3.1 is a file-based zero daemon protocol that implements all four. It adds per agent inbox slash and outbox slash directories under a shared workspace, typed YAML message files, 12 types including task request, review feedback, handoff, and review LGTM, and a shared memory layer with project facts. MD decision log. MD open threads, MD and known debt. MD. All four supported runtimes, Claude Code. Codex CLI, Gemini custom, read the same memory directory at session start. Apache 2.0. GitHub, Killaloop slash OCP. Cortex takes a biomimetic angle. The orchestrator process is the medulla, short-term state lives in the hippocampus. But underneath is a flat file harness with YAML declarative agent configs, sandboxed code execution, opt-in only, not default, and first-class Claude, MD and Gemini. MD support, so both runtimes pick up context from the same directory. Pre-alpha, but the pattern is clear. Multi-CLI context is a file system concern, not a model API concern. What validates both projects isn't their maturity, it's that the community built them independently to solve the same problem. A minimal operator workflow you can wire today, you don't need OCP or Cortex to start. The underlying pattern is three files and a convention. Each CLI loads task. MD as context at session start. Claude Code, add and include. Harness slash task, MD line to Claude. MD Codex CLI, pass context file, harness slash task. MD Gemini CLI, pass system prompt file, harness slash task. MD Cursor Composer, add, harness slash task. MD to workspace context rules when you switch CLIs, commit decision log. MD with what was decided, update checkpoint. TXD with the current SHA, and open the next session with task. MD unchanged. Context doesn't rebuild, it accumulates. The NPX Skills CLI extends this to reasoning procedures. It installs skill files into a shared agent slash skills slash directory readable by cursor, Claude code, codex, and continue from a single install. So the reasoning conventions, not just task state, are portable across CLIs without reconfiguration. Why Codex Headless and Cursor IDE only actually clarify the model the stance on Codex CLI, as the default headless execution node extends naturally into the harness model. Codex's programmatic, non-interactive mode makes it the natural executor in a pipeline. You dispatch a task request via OOP. Codex picks it up from its inbox and runs it, writes output to its outbox. No human needed in the execution loop. Cursor Composer's IDE-only nature, rather than being a limitation, defines the division of responsibility. Cursor owns the in-editor refactor loop where a human is present. The harness owns headless execution and context persistence. The failure mode is treating Cursor as a general-purpose background executor. It isn't designed for that. The HN discussion on multi-agent harnesses makes this explicit. The CLIs that thrive are the ones that stay in their lane and let the harness handle the handoffs. The winner will be the harness, not the model. Every 6 months, a new benchmark reshuffles the model leaderboard. The r/codex thread, the OOP show HN, and the Cortex Discord all point to the same unsatisfied demand. Developers don't want to pick one CLI, they want all of them cooperating without losing the thread. The harness that solves plan mode, rollback coupling, approval switching, and message injection across Codex, Claude Code, Cursor, and Gemini will capture that workflow loyalty regardless of which provider's model wins the next eval. The community already named the four missing primitives. The first harness that ships all four reliably without a server wins the workflow layer. Knowledge check. A developer wants to switch from a Claude Code session to Codex CLI mid-task without losing context. Which of the four harness primitives is their workflow most likely missing? A. Plan mode. B. Message injection. C. Rollback coupling. D. Approval mode switching answer. B. Without message injection, a mechanism to pass structured task context from one session to the next via a shared file, the developer must retype the objective and constraints when opening Codex. The other three primitives govern what happens during execution. Message injection governs whether context survives the CLI switch at all. Cross CLI context persistence at scale, with budget tracking, approval gates, and session checkpointing across production agent pipelines, is exactly what the course slash production agents Claude Agent SDK MCP connector course covers.